thank you for joining us today. We appreciate all of you that are supporting us and joining us on our real-time news updates. This is a quick news update, and one of the things that we have done, instead of doing a full news show, we have gone to a news update because we are getting censored with a lot of things, and so we just figured we'll just start doing quick news updates. But this is James with Real Time News, so we're going to just jump right into the news, and we will just talk about news and how everything is going to be all right. Our country is going to be all right. We're going to make it. And I will say that President Trump will still be our president. All right, let's jump in real quick. MyPillow CEO slams Fox News election coverage and makes a shocking claim. MyPillow CEO spoke at the Women for America First Rally, where he slammed Fox News for prematurely calling Joe Biden the winner of Arizona's presidential electoral votes. Lindell stated, "It's of epic proportions that this election was stolen. This isn't a few votes here and there. This is like 6 to 10 million votes. This is a landslide victory for our great president. Why do you think Fox declared Arizona with only 14% of the vote in? They already knew what they did. They were in on it. You know, I'm serious. They had to be in on it. Fox had not had me on for 4 months because I was telling this as back when we had the therapeutic for the cure. Well, Fox didn't have me on, but they had it live about 2 weeks ago at this rally." So Lindell was talking, saying it is a fix. They thought they had the fix in. So that is one. Lindell stated that it's of epic proportions that this election, something definitely is wrong with it. Something is not right. So, all right, let's jump over to Obama trolls President Trump over birther issue. I was able to get away with not being born in the U.S., and I will say, I listened to the video, and I think he was being a little sarcastic, but I think that was a little bit of a deceitful play. In fact, let me just go ahead. I'll go ahead and play this, and let me play this video, and you can make the decision yourself. So, all right, here we go.
As someone who I consider to be one of the best deliverers of jokes and roasts, are you going to be more careful going forward about who you roast? And I say this because you roasted Donald Trump, he ran for president. You roasted Kanye West, he ran for president. So I don't know if you've noticed, but you have an ability to inspire people to run for the highest office in the land with some of the jokes that you tell about them.
Well, I should roast people people I admire more. I'll start roasting you, man. Who knows? Although you weren't born here, so you know. But look, I was able to get away with it, apparently. Who knows?
Before I let you go, I wanted to know one last thing, and that is, being president of the United States is arguably the toughest job in the world. When you transition back to personal life,
Okay, that's basically the end of it. So I think that was a little sarcastic. I mean, the video goes on a little bit, but talking about personal life and transitioning. So, but I just wanted you to hear that and see what you thought. You make the decision yourself. It seemed to me just a little sarcastic, but all right. Rumors flying that President Trump will pardon Julian Assange Snowden weighs in. Rumors are flying across social media that President Donald Trump will be pardoning Julian Assange. The rumors appear to have started by Pastor Mark Burns, who tweeted it as breaking news. The tweet gained over 46,000 likes in less than an hour, a testament to the wide support for a pardon. However, Gateway Pundit spoke to people involved with WikiLeaks, and none were aware of any pardon news. Additionally, sources close to the administration have said that while there has been talk of it, they have not heard anything being confirmed. So we'll just have to kind of wait and see. But one of the things that will come out, if the pardon does happen, there will probably be more evidence come out of the Clinton Foundation. And I am looking for, in the next few weeks, you better get your popcorn out, be watching, and because a lot of things are going to be happening quick. And I still feel that, I know that it will still be President Trump. So, all right, I'm going to jump here, and you can actually see the website, and jjmediaonline.net/mypatriotsupply, jjmediaonline.net/mypatriotsupply. Please go there and click on that and get your emergency supply needs, because you may be in need of it. We will probably be at a crazy time once Trump is chosen president. There will probably be riots. It might be good to go ahead and get some cash, get some emergency supply, or Christmas is coming up. As you see, there are some Christmas gifts you can get. Go ahead and grab this. We have that. It does wonderful. We have some of the food. We got one of several of these different things. But go to jjmediaonline.net/mypatriotsupply. We'd appreciate it very much. That would help support us, and you get great product too. I do want to thank you for joining us. This is James Powell, and I just appreciate you joining us on this episode, and we trust you have a great week, a great day, and know that God is still in control. We will catch you on the next episode.